The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity of them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I should deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night, while he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And the responsorio from the Alleluia says, God has called us through the Gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of God is that we be sharing his life. It's what St. Paul says today. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. Through the word of God, I mean the God, special gospel, and the Eucharist, that we share his life. So that God's will is that we share his life. We are human being, but with the offering God, Jesus, his life, to really exchange our life into his. It is so beautiful. It's very meaningful to attend Mass, because in the Mass there are two center points. One is the gospel, I mean the holy word of God. And the second is the Eucharist. Both are important. In the past, before the Vatican II, important is to the part of the sacrifice to receive communion is a complete sacrifice to attend Mass. But today is no. The part of the Word of God is also very important. Parallel, equal, important. If you say, I receive Holy Communion, but if you don't live the Word of God, you don't have that kind of life. Jesus' life is whole. The glory of God is holy, being whole, human and holy, being one with the Lord. This is the life of God. So let us pray for each other, one another, that we be always aware that we have to let Jesus be inside us. We be in a living tabernacle. That's what St. John Paul II says, our Heavenly Mother, the first tabernacle on earth. And we are also, we share this grace. We are the tabernacle of Jesus Christ. When we receive Jesus, keep it in ourselves until the next time we receive the Holy Communion. So that always bear in mind, it's not that you live, but Jesus is in you, with you, and Jesus living also for you.